Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com, the best underwear in the action sport game.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, God, this has been so long.
It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a good few months, actually, again.
Been a hot minute.
We always keep the podcast going, don't we, Tom, me and you?
Useless.
When Bill's away, we just run the show back here and these podcasts have been flowing. So it's just another episode, another week, another episode, guys. I'm just joking.
What I think you need to do, Bill, is invest in a Rodecaster Mini.
I'm already going to do this now. I've got a house. I'm going to make an office, a little studio, some lights behind, stuff like that. It's in the pipeline.
Oh, you're a full YouTuber. Mm. Yeah, well, with that.
I thought it'd be a nicer setting for me reaction videos too.
What we need as well is anyone's a bit of an expert in podcasting and that. Drop us a comment or a message and let us know how we can call Bill in and make it work.
Yeah, because I also thought, how does a call go to my mic and recording equipment?
You can mix minus the channels or something. I don't really know. I haven't really got enough time to look.
The Gypsy, he does it when someone's in a different location. They both look like they're in the same location.
We did that.
That's what we need to do.
A year ago, and you just ended up FaceTiming each other and he had an AirPod in his ear.
Yeah, but if we had a white wall, he had a white wall. We're in the same room, basically.
Oh, you want to get rid of the bikes?
It's the back and forth.
Ain't got to worry about that. We'll have that all sorted out.
He only has a conversation one person to the other. If two people are talking on one end and one on the other end, like used to, it'll be in real time, but there'll be a lag to me.
Yeah, but the problem is, we'll be talking and you'll just be chomping all over us and talking over us like you normally do.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, but I'll be 10 seconds behind. So in my head, I'll be talking over you, but in real life, I'll actually be behind.
I'm sure there's a way of doing it, no lag. We'll figure it out.
It's a thrilling start. Tell us something exciting now to hook people back in.
Oh, there's lots of
a 250.
Loads of exciting shit.
250, Tom.
Support race winner.
Stop calling it that, Phil.
You're Britain's hero at the moment. Oh, other than Mel Pocock, because you won on the 252 stroke the week before.
Fuck Mel Pocock. I'm sick of hearing about him and his bad leg.
He keeps... I'm not convinced that he has broke his leg.
You think the staples in his ankle are just...
Yeah, I think...
He's put them in himself.
Yeah, I think he went... He got an x-ray. He's photoshopped the x-ray. He's then done a few pictures with a bit of face paint, all to get out of Arena Fest. Because he's not a supercross specialist, and to get the media hype behind him, that's created a worse
Western
effect.
He's ducked me at Western.
What's happened is you two have put so much pressure on each other to perform at that race that he's thought, I can't possibly say I've got a broken leg and pull out, and then he's had to ride through all of that just to try and beat you. Is what's happened. You've done that to him.
Yeah, he said that. He actually said, "I've done." We actually asked him how much he'd spent on his bike to that race, and he said his practice bikes. He's got about $9,000 invested and his race bike owes him 14 just for that weekend, just to beat me.
Yeah, poor
money
lad.
Well spent. And then he was beating me and then he broke his leg. So poor Mel. I mean, we started this podcast off by talking about Mel, but he does deserve the hype he got, because I wouldn't have raced with a broken leg.
No, you'd have got
obviously.
That.
I have actually raced a previous Motocross of Nations with a broken leg. Very similar injury. Mattery, 2017. Mattery Basin, 2000 and whenever the designations was, when Max went 1-1 and I sort of rolled around at the back.
Yeah, that's the difference. You got called every name under the sun. Mel got called a hero.
He didn't have a vlog to tell everyone that he had a broken leg.
No, I just soldiered.
He did. There's a video. Chamberlain made one and it came out a month after and he's just whinging the whole way through it for about 45
minutes.
I
was in pain. I actually raced a GP a couple of weeks before. It was broke for about 4 weeks, but I didn't want to get an x-ray because I didn't want to know the answer, because then I wouldn't have been able to race Motocross of Nations. And then after it, I had to have an operation and a boot on it. Spiral fracture. But no, we might as well stay on the subject of VMXDN, I think, because that was a cracking event. I think one that you'd love to be a part of, Bill.
I'm not old enough, though. You've got to be 35, haven't you?
30 to be in the invited race.
You wouldn't make that anyway, not for Team Great Britain. You might be able to have a Team Newcastle or something.
I'd be on make a Team Newcastle. Me and Ando would be on Team Newcastle with me.
Yeah, true.
Put you through the fence.
And I'd leave Team... I don't know whether it's Team... I think we're Team England, not Team Great Britain, are we? At that race?
I don't know. I don't know. It's group. Not very official, is it? But it's all just a good crack.
But yeah, you could have Team Newcastle take Brad away.
Mm.
If it got official, you could get some proper good French teams, Belgium teams. Mm.
I think next year it'll go again.
Actually care?
Well,
America do now.
Well, America is getting support.
Imagine the French team you'd have. Gaultier, Paul, and Musquin, one another.
Yeah, but does other countries actually care about racing old bikes?
They care, Bill. They care.
The views don't lie, Bill.
I've seen mate from Australia. He cares. He's put on one of the best views that Boggs has ever seen.
I met someone there from New Zealand. Someone from New Zealand had flown over for it.
No, I mean, there will be some people, but like, is there like average more? Like in England, if you're involved in motocross, you know that race is going on. You're like, oh, the Vets is on. But like, would your average French motorcycle enthusiast care about Marvin Musquin riding? Well, I suppose if they attracted the top riders, it would probably do the same. I suppose because you've done it and like Britain's top riders have got behind it, that's then the fans have got invested, I suppose. So yeah, the whole concept probably could work if they got some top doers.
Like, there's a lot of big names that have retired. Like, so you get them over and it just creates the hype. Like you said, Paulin, Musquin, Porcel, like there's just unbelievable teams.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, proper team. Porcel rode the one in Italy.
Yeah, I see. Race Caroli.
Why is there so many as well? There's like been like three in the last month.
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
Why don't we just work together and
that
like,
was
do
the
a
original
one.
They don't like each other.
Well, yeah, I gathered they don't like don't each other. But surely it's just they think, right, for the purpose of each of us growing our event, we'll just have one like good one rather than have
I think that
three of them. But the one on the weekend is the like, official ACU one, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think the VMX was ACU ran as well, though.
No, but yeah, but the one at the weekend was like who you generally have. I think each area of the country goes against each other, doesn't it?
I'm honestly not that clued up on vet racing. All I know that spectators don't lie. There was plenty of people at the one at Foxhill.
I think the others are good events to race at because it's a bit of a friendlier track. But saying that, I loved Fox Hills.
The track looked good this year, I thought.
Yeah.
Last year, it didn't look that
dry.
Nice, but today...
Yeah, the rain today, this time.
This year looked good.
They had the rain. It was
couldn't have been any better. Like, it was unbelievable all weekend track conditions.
And the additions to the track where they changed the hill, I thought was cool.
Yeah, I actually did quite like it riding it. To look at, I quite like the idea of just going down that straight. But I think if they'd have gone down that straight, would have benefited to 500s more. So the little technical loop up and drop back down.
You was loving the technical loop. You was giving it the big rev when you win the race. Yeah,
chicken wing.
I was giving it a wham wham last lap. But I think that benefited the 250s more than the 500s because it's hard to beat. Bob Breshev was very, very good on his 500. So was Elliot in that second race.
For some people that didn't know or don't know about Bob Breshev, he got that bike built, turned up, and the first time he put a leg over it was in practice and went P1.
I bet there's a lot of people like that. Well, maybe it's not good P1, I suppose. But I bet a lot of people ride the
bike. And, realistically, would have won three of the races. Yeah. You might have passed him.
Might have passed him.
Did you see someone commenting on your YouTube channel saying, that was a shameful win. If you shout at the rider in front, you don't deserve to win.
Oh, really? I got a lot of people saying that was brilliant. I shouted at him and he crashed. But, no, Bobby goes, he's a very underrated rider because he's won GPs and then he's gone 1-1 at GPs on the 450. So it doesn't surprise me that he was really fast on that bike. I think you'd struggle to get someone that suits a 500 more the way he rides a bike. But it's tricky next year. I don't know. I won't ride a 500 because I wouldn't enjoy racing that. But
you're 250 Tom.
Yeah, 250 Tom now for life. But I think... I was the only rider that got a win.
125s there next year because you were. That's
yeah. If he was a geezer, you'd enter two classes.
Non-premier class,
Next year, enter two classes.
Just edit Bill out of this podcast when he keeps saying nasty things.
Don't worry, we'll get on to him in a minute.
What did you say? Bill's through me.
Well, you're 250 Tom, he's P2 Bill.
P2 Bill?
I've done two P2s in a row.
No, you've won a few. You've won a few of them little bits, them support races on the day of before the weekend. Prologues.
Yeah. I think I come second in the last one of them as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, bloody for the first time in a long time.
Did that rev you up?
Not enough.
Stupid mistake. It's just silly. Anyway, continue talking about your stupid little tiddly two-stroke race.
Tiddly two-stroke. No, but all in all, it was mega. It's a shame Villepo isn't racing because obviously he's the man, but he don't practice like us. Zach Osborne, I think next year, by the sounds of it, he's really, really taking it serious. He's buying a bike in America, shipping it over to race.
He's all in. He had a physio there.
Yeah, he flew his physio in for America, Julian. And then
that's not strictly true, but
no, but it sounds better than it for the podcast. It was actually Mel's physio, but.
Good job he was there for Mel.
It was a good job. But Zach's bike was fast. I'm sure he had this engine done anyway in America by Twisted, because I would probably say that he had the fastest 250 between him and Mel, because Zach come from way outside. Or not way outside, but I think P10 in qualifying, an almost whole shot a few races. Mel's bike's very good. It is all bike dependent, but then at the same time, Brad Anderson thought his bike was too fast this year. He says it was too hard, too aggressive around the corners, where my bike was actually quite mellow. We won't use the word slow. we call it quite mellow, quite rideable. And I was able to race it. And the power on it was so nice to ride that I think it allowed me to go faster around some of the corners. So I think it's a bit like tit for tat. One bike's good in one area, one bike's good in another area.
Also, you're never going to get a start against 500s, are you, really?
No, sometimes. Erwin whole shot a race. Zach almost whole shot a race.
Really?
Mel almost whole shot a race.
Almost, though.
Is that the one he punted Bobby off the track?
Well, yeah, first race. We was all there having a chat. We was all there having a chat on the start line, making our gate. Obviously, Mel's next to Bobby. I'm next to Mel. We went gate 1, 2, and 3. Bobby on the inside, line up. Go off the gate. I got an all right drop. Mel's just a little bit in front of me. Like, right next to Bobrashev, and then I just see Mel's elbow go up and him just a little swerve into Bobby. Bobby then bounced off the fence, got a little bit of a thing, nearly coming to me, and I was just thinking, Mel, we haven't even been going 2 seconds. There's no, like, I just thought there's no need for that, whatever. And then I just asked Mel when he come in, like, why did you do that? He was like, well, I just didn't want him to get away. It's the only shot we sort of had, because if a 500 gets out front, they're gone. And I just thought it wouldn't come into my head to just barge into him 2 seconds out the gate. Like,
that's
the
just
thing
Mel.
That must go through his head, and the just spare of the moment reaction, they just happen.
Just for the country, for the team.
Yeah, I mean, he said he'd done it for the team, but Bobby still snuck around the inside and come out with a whole shot. And
oh, didn't really? Even after that, he got the
even
whole
after
shot.
That, yeah, I don't know how. He didn't even say anything. Bobby's so, like, relaxed. He just carries on.
He did after. Even mention he said it on Instagram or something. Or
yeah, he did after. But if it would have been me, I'd have been like, what did you
what
do
did
that
you see
for?
On Instagram? I didn't even see.
He said, tag Mel. I said, oh, what happened there off the start or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, but more of a joke. But I would have generally been pissed off if Mel straight away just barges me. But all in all, well, everything about the weekend was good, wasn't it?
Good crack. You was a hero in the beer tent because you threw a load of Kex clobber out as well.
Yeah, you give me some stuff to chuck out. Beer tent was good. Better on Friday night than the Saturday night. I sort of was up for a bit of a longer doing there on Saturday night, and then just vibe weren't quite the same, was it?
No, it was good on Friday. Good crack. Real good. Just like a hot, sweaty sauna.
Bill, the sort of place Bill would want to be for his stag do that was on Friday.
No, we worked out Bill's stag do last night.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that hill climb race.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Belgium. Been people have replied to my Instagram story.
Is that where it is? Belgium. Belgium. What's it called on YouTube?
I just put hill climbing. It'll come up. The one with the tyres alongside.
Big steep.
Do you reckon you can get up that hill?
Yeah, someone got up it this year.
What, and you would want to have a go at that?
Yeah, if it doesn't clash next year, I'm all
you
in.
You couldn't even get up the one at fucking... Where was that last race of yours? I watched you take a little fucking chicken route. You didn't even attempt it, mate. You just kneeed off to the right-hand side.
Which one are you on about?
Canada.
Right-hand side.
Some people were getting up it and you didn't even attempt it.
Canada, when you in your vlog, when you knew.
No, I want Canada. It was Romania.
Yeah, I'm never any good at that. Only one or two people got up in the actual race.
Would you done a support class?
I was conscious I was going to lose.
Sixth.
Fourth.
Oh, okay.
No, I was. I generally was. I, at the end of the liaison, I got my phone out to check the live time and just because I think it was Wade who was fifth. Had passed us that afternoon and I just couldn't keep up. I was dead. And then
managed to fall.
No, I started the last day in third, actually. But I knew third, I wasn't going to stay.
I think you
third.
Only beat fifth by like 30
six
seconds.
6 minutes.
Oh, 6 minutes, was it?
It was 6 minutes in the end.
How much further was the support route you took?
Not far, like 1, 2, 3 levels that you went straight up and then one you had to line up for. But nobody in the actual race, I don't think, got up it straight very good.
No, I don't even think Manny went up it.
No, Manny definitely didn't. Manny didn't get up. I think Mario might have, but he
but
was...
But did they try it?
Everyone tried.
Few people took...
You didn't... Bill didn't try it.
I did. Because then I...
Not properly.
That, and then I threw my bike to the support. No, I didn't try it properly, because I was pretty sure I wouldn't get up.
Well, sometimes, as they say, if you think you can't... What's the saying you said the other day?
He says he can and he says he can't. We're both usually right.
Yeah, that's probably that's what situation you was in then, wasn't it?
Well, I got my fourth. I was happy when I crossed the finish line. I played it safe. I was actually that whole arena bit. I think I was either fastest or second fastest to do. The performance at the finish arena was good.
Oh, it went. That was good.
Performance was
my best checkpoint of the day.
Performance is cracked. You did perform because you was throwing. Fucking throwing some tantrums and all.
Ed called me, he says, watch that back, these last 10 minutes.
He was really ghosty in it and chucking it. And
I didn't have a paddy.
You did.
Watch it
maybe
back.
Not the very last
I
bit.
I didn't.
You were shouting at the bike a couple of times.
Not on the last bit.
You was.
I wasn't.
We'll watch it tonight.
Not the very last bit, like before coming into the last bit.
That was day two, day three.
Yeah, maybe you weren't having paddies, but you was... ghosting angry. It everywhere. There was you weren't
yeah,
even attempting.
Everyone ghosted it everywhere.
Yeah, but yours were aggressive. You were just going.
The time was good. Did it work?
The commentator says you were getting angry.
Commentator, I don't know what he's talking about.
How was your Romaniacs experience after your alleged mountain bike injury?
Hard. Long.
Can I ask you one question?
Mm.
Why did you do that stupid jump at the prologue?
Funny, innit?
Fucking hell. With a bad shoulder.
Did your shoulder hurt when you landed off of that?
No, my ankle did. I hurt my ankle walking the track the day before the race. Still bad now. Look, the size of the fucking thing.
What did you think, though, that...
I'll tell you what he thought. He thought, this will go like down well on Instagram.
Well, I know, because I didn't even tell anyone to go on video.
Well, there was fucking six angles of it.
No, there's only two and none... really clear ones. I don't think anyone was expecting.
How
it was
big
good.
Was
I
that?
Well, at first, my initial reaction when I looked at it, I was like, "Oh, that's a big jump," but like thought it was a jump. But then I think it wasn't even intended to be a jump.
No. No one else.
My main concern, rather than the length, was the head height of the
two
the X's.
Poles.
And to be honest, I didn't really look at it. I looked at the jump, but I didn't look at the obstacle before it, and I actually went the wrong way, really, on the logs to do it properly. I went super far to the left, so I was turning that still as I went up the takeoff, so I made it actually harder than it needed to be. But
did you just do it once?
Yeah, I didn't do it the second time around. But even though I didn't do it on the second lap of qualifying, that lap was faster because I messed up earlier in the run. So it was a waste of a pointless exercise because the run.
Well, not pointless because we're talking about it now. So
well, no, it was good. Yeah, they did wonders for the gram that week.
Yeah, gram was good. Probably helped the vlog as well because the people watch
that. I mean,
that,
it's worth. No one cares about the result 4 days later, 5 days later, once you've rode in the mountains for a bit. Like that's the main day, and that's where the cameras are at. You've got to perform there.
I would say Husqvarna care about the result 4 days later.
No, he's talking about the prologue, not the main.
Oh, right.
Aren't you?
No. But
you don't even think the main... No one cares about the main.
Well, it can't do it, but just...
race to race. Once it's gone, it's done, and no one really cares.
Yeah, well...
So then that was Hero, and then day one, how was that?
Stormy. Day one was a storm day. It was going really well until the storm hit.
It was horrendous.
I've said it a million times, but it was the maddest storm I've ever witnessed with my own eyes.
And you was riding in it?
Yeah, like... It was so heavy, the raindrops weren't drops. They were just constant streams coming out the sky. Like, solid.
How many hours into the day was that?
Well, it was near the end, but then because it got wet, the day ended up being like 2 hours longer than it was meant to be. And it was thunder and lightning, like big flashes and like close together. And I was right on the very top out in the open. And it was just so heavy and it got so dark. Like you had to use your light. It was that dark. It was in the forest and in the trees, it was pitch black. But then the problem is the rain was that heavy. This would reflect on the drop. Well, the stream of water that was coming down in front of you would literally reflect from your headlights. So then it was actually easier at some point with your light off and just riding in the pitch black. And then there was like 4 or 5 gold hills in the last 10 kilometers of the track. It was like really, if it was dry, they wouldn't have been that difficult. But there was a lot of gold sections right near the finish. We literally came down to the finished area, like the valley. And like, I could see, you've seen the vans and stuff at one point, like, oh, great, it's nearly finished. Like 2 hours later, we're still riding, even though we've just drove past the vans. I ended up running out of petrol. My bike was boiling over, like, everyone just turned into carnage. But luckily for me, because I did run out of petrol and lose quite a bit of time, the last checkpoint was cancelled. So I stayed second after the first day. And then second day, was that the day I got tired?
Yeah.
The next day.
Second day is the day you had a malfunction. And you were screaming. Because then the third day you survived and the fourth you got through it.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, you might be right. I can't remember. A bit of a blur. Second day. No, third day was the day I died.
Oh, was it?
Second day, I did good. I was second. Maybe I was third overall after the first day. Because in the second day, I was quite good. I think I was second or third overall. Teo won that day. It was pretty standard Romaniacs day, really. And the third day is the one where I just died, just hit empty. Ran out of everything.
Why? Lack of riding? Or just
definitely.
Eating properly?
No, just riding. I ate good and stuff this year. What actually happened on the third day?
Well, you literally come into the race 6 weeks off the bike.
Yeah, I rode twice the week of the race.
For like what, since 30 Erzburg. Minutes?
Did one day here. The day I was just riding around because I just wanted to try and get some blisters on my hands to toughen them up a bit, and then I rode at Calm one day with the Brightmoors the day before I flew. Something happened on the third day morning, I think.
Oh, you speared yourself off with a tree.
Wait,
didn't you poke a tree right in your arm?
That one was that was Serbia.
Was it?
Yeah. Something happened on the third day morning, I think, which meant it made things even more difficult.
Long
anyway, hit him, ran out of everything, and then last day was just dead. Last day morning, I was very tired. I like physically couldn't open my eyes. I woke up, I had like 3 snoozes of the alarm, eventually got up, got Roxy to run as a cold bath to try and wake us up, fell asleep in a cold bath, got up again, fell asleep in the towel on the bed, just like could not open my eyes. And then I actually rode not bad on the last day, but just was slow and survived. I was third still going into the last day. So it was a bit annoying to lose the podium because I've never been on the podium there and I usually struggle a lot there. But I was pretty sure going into the last day that I wasn't going to stay third. Teo was riding well. He got a time penalty on the first day. Otherwise, he would have already been in third. Teo Kubachev. Bulgarian fella. Romaniac style races, he rides very well. navigates well. Long hills, he's good at. I think he was second or third at Romania.
What bike does he ride, the white and blue one?
Yeah.
Bulgaria up the side of it.
He's from Bulgaria, if you didn't know.
Oh, it actually says Bulgaria up the side.
Yeah.
No, there's a motocross rider that used to have the same sort of setup.
No, it was about it for Romaniacs, really. Don't know if I've got much else to tell you. Finished fourth. I was actually happy with fourth, all things considered.
Shoulder wasn't that bad, was it?
Shoulder was fine. Ankle, which... So we went to look at this fucking stupid, ridiculous section that they wanted to put in the race for the first day. Why we actually needed to go and look at it, because not a single person thought it was acceptable to put in a race. So we went and looked at it. We all said, no, it's ridiculous. Whilst walking, stood on a rock, it moved in front of us, but I didn't want to put my arm out and hurt my... Like, it was not a big hill, but it was a bit of a hill. Didn't want to put my arm out and, like, stress my shoulder, so I took an extra dab and, like, tried to stay on my feet, rolled my ankle, and was like, it hurt quite a lot straight away, but I just sort of, I was like, trying not to make a scene. Got back to the hotel and it was just fucking huge. So struggled with that a bit. In a boot, it doesn't really bother us too much. It's just general life that hurts with. And still pretty fat and hurts a bit now. But like I say, riding, it doesn't affect it that much. So that was worse than... However, the reason I got under that was because that was hurting us more than my shoulder did. And to be honest, my shoulder's been problem-free, really, from the moment I started to ride again, which is good. I'm very happy with, because I did the same injury to my other shoulder in 2016, and it was like best part of a year that I was in pain and struggling riding with it for. So I'm very happy with how the
maybe it was because you went to the training centre.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helped. I think it was all generic shoulder stuff that we did, but I think really not riding was the best thing, although obviously my fitness was nowhere near where it needed to be pain-wise, and I think just... In general, it was the right decision for the rest of the year to not ride whatsoever and just concentrate on the elastic band shit you've got to do to get a shoulder strong again. So I was happy. Shoulder's all right. Still good.
That is good, Bill. Shall we talk about AX Fest this weekend? It's a bit earlier in the vlog, because if they haven't switched off after that area, we get it in there now.
Yeah, revving back up.
This weekend, we've got AX Fest.
You better do good at that, actually, because you've spent a good fortune on getting a track
built. Yeah, just had the track built today. £5,000.
Are you going to ride it today?
Wet.
Oh, shock. Fucking wet.
I've actually only rode it. I've done half attempts at it for a little video. I've not actually... Is that this morning, prep for Western?
That was me today.
Yeah, no horrific. Need for that.
Horrific.
I've not actually had a proper go up there. It's always doing little bits of riding for a video, but it'll be nice. I'm going to try and ride tomorrow for the AX Fest, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend.
Oh, this will be out before then, isn't it?
Come on, Bill. What do you take me as? A fucking slacker. Of course it'll be out.
Relax. Sorry I doubted you. But if anyone's on the fence, we went last week for the media day, and it is very impressive and almost special that the fact we can have a motorbike event there.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. It's 100% worth going. I think for a family weekend, there's not many.
There's not
weekends. I mean, like, certain places are good, certain days, whatever. You kind of get bored of stuff after a day or two. But for a weekend out, it's...
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to the racing being a bit earlier.
The only venue that I've ever been to that can even compare is Cowan.
What, you reckon that's the same?
Yeah,
I was going to guess
very
them.
Similar.
Calm
them, because it's the only thing that sort of visually seems the grass.
Calm is far superior in my eyes, and I hold it way higher in my heart, I'm afraid.
It's okay. The complete polar opposite of that place.
Stop taking the piss out of Calm.
I'm not.
No, but honestly, such a nice race, and it's important for everyone to actually support this, because if it goes well, we're going to have a lot more, and it'll help sport so much in the future. So if you are on the fence, come up. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So there's 3 days racing. Bill's racing Friday and Saturday, isn't it? Or Sunday as well now?
No, I think my racing's Friday, Saturday.
Depends how he goes tomorrow at practice, if he's going to drop on for the old arena.
I triple in tomorrow morning, then I might do Sunday.
Yeah?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm going to ride sand again tomorrow, but...
Oh, you're not going to ride arena cross here?
No, I need to ride sand because I've got another event coming up which we're going to have to talk about next too.
Western.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Did anyone ask a question?
Yeah, I did do some questions, but we're doing
no.
Right.
But did anyone ask us Billy doing Western?
Yeah, of course they did. Who's going to win, Todd Kellett or Tully Bowles?
I'm afraid I'll answer that one for you now. Yeah, I don't want to piss on your bonfire, and this is nothing to do with your performance of date. But I think you struggle to beat Todd.
History would suggest
that Todd's quite
that
fast in Western.
Stands a high chance.
Nah. Just do a mel, just fucking T-bone him.
Yeah, unless you really break check him at the start straight about 120.
Yeah, just swerve over him on the start. Just say, oh, Mel told me.
Going back to Arena Cross Fest.
Well, you've not really sold it what it is as well, because it's not just racing.
No, it's not a bike race. There's literally, and we've said it in a few different things, but there's something for everyone there. You've got live music acts, good ones as well. You've got family entertainment. There's kids tryout, like kids tryout centres. What do you call them? What are they?
Yeah, like kids, like basic bikes. Races.
There's Kawasaki Experience Day that's going on up there with little bikes that you can ride and test.
There's an area that Billard likes, boutique champagne bar.
Boutique champagne. Yeah, Bill does champagne.
Champagne on ice.
Fits me down to a T. That champagne bar.
Following his Instagram, he don't go for a breakfast unless it's got a little champagne bar in there. But
I'll get a bacon sandwich from outside and I'll take that in and I'll just
have a bit
combine
of
both worlds together. Yeah, I'll just feel right at home then.
Yeah. No, there's generally something for everyone. So you got the racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon as well. You've got the family entertainment, bars, music, nightlife.
Do you know what else they've got?
No, tell me.
They've got the launch of the new Dirt Store website there as well.
Yeah, they're launching the Dirt Store website. Is that all going to be ready to launch?
Oh, fingers crossed.
Well, it's Ed's fault if it's
Ed,
not.
Yeah, blame it's Ed not, if not. But Dirt Store.
Can they be? We could give them a title sponsor of this episode.
I thought
let's
they're
put gonna, here somewhere.
They're yeah. going to be right below you. I thought just Dirt Store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're happy chap tomorrow.
Keep him happy.
We'll give Dirt Store the title of this episode. But they're launching a whole new website. So very similar to the other motocross websites. Can we name them?
I don't know. I don't think that's the best way.
No, they're similar, aren't they? They both sell motocross. There's other things that do it. But it's going to be a new online motocross store. So every product, bikes, gear, equipment, parts, so everything you need to go racing.
I think they're a title sponsor of a team next year as well.
Yeah, talk of the town is they might be a title sponsor of a Kawasaki team. Alleged Kawasaki team, yeah.
What, with four-time British champion rider on it?
Five.
What class is he going to do?
Don't know, not the support one, though. He'd be in one of the main classes, Bill.
What, like a 250?
We don't know yet. We don't know what he's going to choose to ride in.
Who is the geezer that's riding it? Any good?
It's Ginger. He's the man of the people.
but how many fingers and thumbs has he got?
He's got four fingers, one thumb. No, he's got nine fingers, one thumb.
Ginger, well, eight fingers, one thumb.
Why, has he got rid of a finger as well?
All right. Eight fingers.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Two thumbs. Yeah, sorry. A bit bad maths from me there. Back to the Dirt Store website. Yeah, it's just launching a big new online store for motocross.
They're also going to Billy's favourite race as well. They're going to Western.
Yeah.
They'll be selling kegs as well.
That they're going to have first physical presence at Western, I think, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some autograph sign-ins there. I don't know when. I'm sure you'll find it on people's...
It's a big... what they've got for Western looks very, very good.
Oh, I mustn't have been allowed to see that, was it not?
No, they've always got a 3D
you're
layout
included
of like
in
the shop that's going to be in there.
But you just leave. You're in the same group.
It's not in
group.
That one.
No, it's not in that one.
You just talk Bill about your you just private chat.
Oh, right.
Selfish chat, yeah, is good. It? Where you talk about stuff like that?
Yeah.
You're on a need-to-know basis, Bill.
All right. Well, anyway, they're going to have a store at Western. Apparently, I've heard twice now, it's an impressive-looking shop front.
Mm.
And I will be doing some autograph sessions, a few points throughout the weekend. I'm sure if you follow me or follow Dirt Store, in fact, it's the best place to follow to get autograph sessions. Tommy would come down, but he's just spending all of the money that he's milked everyone for this year.
In 1 week. That's how little I've earned. It can go in 1 week, Bill, gone.
Well, it will when you go to five-star extravaganzas.
When you're first class isn't there, upstairs on an A380 isn't cheap.
He's booked champagne bars all morning as well.
Have you pre-booked brunch?
No, brunch what I do when I go out there is so you need to book in. I have a late breakfast so that I can. I've got not got the money to eat lunch. So I have late breakfast, early dinner.
That's what brunch stands for.
Yeah, but I don't go to the champagne brunch like you. I get the free all-inclusive lunch brunch at my hotel. Sometimes I'll get an early lunch and then just try and sneak back in for a late. No, an early breakfast.
Are you the type of geezer breakfast that wraps up a croissant and sticks it in your bag ready for you to eat on the sun lounger?
Yeah, I've been known to do that. Yeah, I have. I've already sold Soph. I've actually asked her to buy Tupperware so I can do it for the kid.
Oh, so you don't have to buy him £26 dinners?
Yeah, so I'm not going to go like, yeah, can I get a £26 lunch so he can go, eh, don't want that. Just chips. I'll just say, just get him some chips from breakfast and that one. You can get him a couple of watermelons. Some figs, new fruits, new tropical fruits to try as well. So, from breakfast, all in a little Tupperware.
Why don't you just take a couple of Y foods with you?
My bags are full of shorts and t-shirts. Flip-flops. But no, I'm going on holiday for a week that week. Monday after AX Fest, so next Monday, away for a week.
We're going to the beach as well, aren't we?
Beach, let's go to the waves.
I know which beach I'd rather be at.
I'd rather be at your beach than Bill's beach.
Oh, but if I had the money that Bill was getting to go Western, I would also be at the beach you're at, Bill.
You no silly problem. Man. You silly, silly man.
And how do you get that holidays sort of money out of Gareth? He really likes you, Gareth.
Don't like to spend his money, but somehow he spends a lot on you.
He obviously likes Bill, doesn't he?
No, I think you've got something against. Like, you must be bribing him or got something on him.
Don't worry, me and Gareth have got a good working relationship.
I don't think you could bribe Gareth with much. I think he just go, oh, I don't give a fuck. Don't worry, you carry on.
Anyway, I'll be at Western. Very excited. First time I've raced Western since 2019.
Going out on Yates this Saturday night?
Nah, that was Saturday night.
Friday.
Thursday or Friday. Not Friday. A couple of beverages in Yates.
I bet Roxy's not coming to that one.
Nah, Roxy's departed. And as soon as she's seen the weather this morning as well, she was just like, wow, that's I've done it good.
Yeah, she has. But I don't think she'd like Yates or Western.
She's been in Yates and Western before.
Did she like it?
Don't think so.
No. It's a shame she's not coming next weekend. This weekend,
yeah,
sorry.
This weekend is a bit of her, but if it's also going to be wet and muddy.
It's not. The sun's, I'll just check the weather forecast.
Is it going to be
sunshine every
single
day?
Then she will be missing out, yeah, she's... So, the VIP, they should all buy VIP tickets anyway because it's there's a deck in, you know, on like a veranda so you can look out at all the, allegedly if it was muddy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You could look out at all the non-VIP people sliding around in the mud and go,
nah.
Huh.
I generally think either or on the banks is nice, nice place. I'd rather sit on the grass, personally.
Are they going to cover the track?
I hope so.
Facilities to cover the track there?
If it's wet?
Mm.
Don't know. You'll soon find out.
It's not going to be...
It turns into a mud, I might actually race the Arena Cross Festival anyway. The Arena Cross Festival. The Arena Cross
I really like you to race. We've only ever had one race together.
Two pairs of goggles on. Spare gloves in the bum bag.
It's not going to be a mudder. It's not going to be a mudder. I think you should race Sunday. I think that'd be a really good addition to your experience. You could easy double round that whole track and double through the woods.
Last week.
No, who's the young kid on the 65 that at the press day?
John
Slade. Yeah, he said he went single over table.
Yeah, he did. He tripled.
Table over single.
Table, yeah. Yeah, single.
You didn't even do that.
I thought about, I would have done that one, to be honest. I did think about it.
He done that like third lap.
Yeah, it said. That's sick.
Yeah, he's got Merv the Swerve there, isn't he, coaching him? And he's a good little rider, so there's actually going to be quite a lot of classes there. I think you've got 65s, 85s. Don't know if there's two 85 classes, but you've got amateur.
No, they race together, don't they?
The 85, bigger one, small
they're doing the stadium.
Yeah, so they'll be together then. I think there's like six or seven Supercross classes.
And how many Enduro classes? Two.
Pro, which I think has got 14 people now, which is very cool.
And then a club.
In fact, there's more because there's two more people told us they're doing it this morning.
Who?
I'm not telling you.
Any that I could beat?
One.
Trying to give his name.
I think I know.
Well, no, I wasn't specifically meaning anyone, but we should.
I don't think I'd be able to get over the
finish jump.
No, that I could do.
Do you reckon?
Or I'd like to think I can do the finish jump, but I would really. At press day, the track was reasonably simple. The logs I would have struggled with, I know. The matrix would have been tough for me. But the rest of the track was quite all right. Like, I could have jumped the tyre jump quite happily. I could have jumped that little wall jump with the concrete block. But then Bill's gone round, changed the track. And I don't think you've changed it in my favour.
No, not in your favour.
Yeah, you've made it harder.
Yeah, so it's not in your favour.
Yeah, so now I think I could have got through that matrix because you said it's quite a small matrix.
The matrix isn't changing.
Yeah, I know. But then, so what is changing?
Well, my suggestion was just add a couple of more individual obstacles on the flat grids just to try and make the lap time a bit longer.
Would I get over what you were suggesting?
Yeah, well, my suggestion was just a few, like, not even vertical, but, like, things that you've really got to slow down for.
Oh, not actually real, like...
Nah, not steps or balls or anything, just some slowing down obstacles. So, like, I said, if you've got any big-ish logs, but, like, this eye or whatever... that you just have to wheelie at, or like put like two or three small ones together. Because especially on like the rock section straight, it's so fast at the minute. And if you put something to slow you down before, that'll make the rocks a little bit more difficult because you'll have to fight to keep balance a bit more.
The one, you go over the finish double, turn right, but then there was like the wall there.
Yeah, so my suggestion was put an obstacle before the wall.
But the picture I see that they've done was too close to the wall.
That picture was from before we rode it.
Oh.
That's not... that. You don't know about the picture I sent? That was from before.
Because that looked difficult.
That was when they were building it.
Oh, right.
They then made it less steep, but it's still too steep.
Do you think you can win? Or you could perform?
Well, that the track I see at press day...
Because you're confident, and I'm gutted, because I'm confident I would beat you, Rana.
Well, that's because you...
that would be good.
What, me and Ed around there?
Yeah, because you'd be faster. Yeah, you'd jump that jump.
Different speeds in different sections.
I honestly think that would be close.
Yeah, are they?
I don't. I think I'd quite comfortably beat you around there.
Not a chance.
I don't know. He performed pretty well at Tong that time.
Yeah, but in that long matrix section, he's getting stuck. And the minute he gets stuck, he goes, oh, my shoulder, can't lift the bike.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't think he could would go get stuck. Fast. The logs are small in that matrix.
Yeah. I'd either be fast or stopped on the track.
I think he might have you there.
Well, next year I'm racing it.
I need to get my Enduro bike and take it just in case, I think, and do a practice.
Let's put some logs on the flat just down here.
Tomorrow I'll get the Enduro cross out.
We'll just put three logs on flat ground and just see how you can get over them.
Are you having any new sponsors on your bike? Because at the minute it's currently got Brazzers on it. And
because Luke's raced that one. No, I'll just go with Luke's Brazzers.
We'll get a rattle can out and just do our own.
What you should do, but we've sort of defeated the idea because people are going to watch this podcast, but don't say anything. Don't even tell Matt Bates. When the gate drops in the Clubman cast, just come from way back. Just join on.
Join the back of the race and just be in there. That would be the best video ever.
Just put your GoPro on.
Pull just one take, one clip.
If we go up there Thursday and no one's there, I'll ask Matt if I can do a couple of laps around. Or no, I'll just do practice on Friday morning of arena.
Because I guess you get practice on Friday and on Saturday.
Yeah, everyone needs practice.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I would like to think I could do it, but the problem is sometimes...
Be funny.
When I go away from there, I think I can do it. But when I'm actually there, different story. And I don't really want to be stuck. I generally just don't like lifting the bike up. If I can ride everything, I'll be
alright. I felt like that about the arena cross rhythm. My granddad was there. I didn't want anything to do with tripling in.
When you got home, you thought you could triple
in? I still didn't think I could. Before that, before I went, I was like, I reckon I could triple in.
If you go up there, that track's quite hard up the top there. Single over table, triple, that's quite like daunting. More so than the arena.
The landings that are steep, that scares me. And also when I was there the other day, I was...
quite pointy.
I'm a bit more... The other day was my second ride on a four-stroke in a long time.
Yeah.
But then I rode on Sunday at Ironworks and started to feel, you know, familiar conditions, track I'm used to. I started to feel a bit better, and a bit more used to a four-stroke.
How's the... And I'm guessing they're probably going to change the finish jump, but that's a big jump for a super enduro bike.
Really big.
Because your gearing's like got to be... What's the front
gear?
Yeah,
I don't 12? Think... I mean... I was casing it a bit, but I watched the videos and I wasn't really trying to... Like, I wasn't pulling or anything.
It's a massive landing. You're way better overjumping, surely.
Well, you'll struggle to overjump. Like, realistically. Like, a lot of my mates were, like, stressing a bit about it. And I was like, you'll... Honestly, I would be very impressed if you went overjump that to flat. Like, just hit it as fast as you can out of that corner.
On our bikes, you could overjump that easy.
Huh?
My bike, you could overjump that by a long way if you really sent it.
You'd have to come out the corner hard, though.
You could really overjump. Look at the size of the jumps bloody Axel Hodges does.
Yeah, but it's not a big run-up.
No, but you could easily get whiskey on a 450. I mean, people won't, really, because it's that big a downside. But even for you on your bike, you could overjump it. But then again, your suspension's so soft, your bikes are so less power
big.
Compared to ours.
It is big, and like... I don't mind it. I'm quite used to... even on press day, it was the first time I'd done a jump in a good few months. But I'm half used to doing jumps that size. But I think a lot of the guys won't be.
How many do you think in your class would be comfortable jumping there?
Comfortable? Not that many. I think quite a few will do it. But...
Mate, you done it with a thumb throttle.
That's impressive. I don't...
Very impressive.
That doesn't seem right to me one bit.
Well, you do it on a quad, didn't you? I just jump a quad. Used to jump my LT50. Not jumps that size, but he jumped it, so fair play to him. Was he in novice class?
No, he's in pro.
Oh, he's a pro. I thought you said he was amateur.
Well, I don't think he's ever done a race before.
Oh.
Matt said.
Shall we look at some questions?
Well, I think you're going to look at them.
Well, shall I ask you some?
Yeah.
Someone wants to know what the real reason for racing a 250 was at the weekend, Tom.
The real reason?
Sick.
The reason behind it all was I was going to race the two-stroke because I said before VMXDN and we was flirting with the idea of riding it, but then I thought if I didn't do good at VMXDN, there's then no point in riding a 250 two-stroke at the British because if I can't be competitive at there against other two-strokes, I'm not going to be competitive against the 250 class in England because it's fast. And so I had my idea that I was going to race, and then I done well at VMXDN, won a race. So the deal was then I sort of sold it to the people that I was going to race a 250. And then in my head, I wasn't riding a 450 anymore. So I was like, oh, this is going to be quite fun. I'm going to race a 250 class, something different. And then I spoke to a couple of people. Mel said, look, you're wasting your time sort of thing. The novelty was good at Fox Hills. Yeah, it'll be quite fun to race a two-stroke, but you're not going to be up front and you're going to be mid-pack and you're revving the tits off it for 30 minutes rather than 15 minutes. You'll break the bike. He seemed to think that not a lot of good could come from it. And then with him not racing, he was like, well, just race my 250F. And I was like, oh, that's probably a better idea. I get to have a bit of fun on the 250. It's a change for me, and it was just more exciting for me to go do it that way. I've raced a 450 all year, haven't had the best of times the last couple of months or last whatever since the first round, really, after my crash. So then I was quite excited to do it. Then the team was all excited because they enjoy racing the 250, so everyone had a bit of bounce about them, and we went and raced the 250, and that was that, really. Rode it on the Monday and on the Wednesday. felt quite good, but didn't know how fast I'd be. Rode with Little Bill on Wednesday. We was quite similar. And then, yeah, I didn't really expect to win. Obviously, I'd have loved to win, but and I managed to win, so it was good. It all worked out quite well. But, yeah, that was the reason, really. Just started off racing a 252 stroke and then thought I'll just race a 250F and actually be competitive.
Very nice.
Can you get Manny on this podcast? That'd be a job for you when you've got your little thingy.
There's half a chance.
Might you and him are going to set one up.
It might be in England at the beginning of next year. Yeah, I might just do my own podcast, actually. Yeah. Find some new mates.
Good luck.
No, he's got Andorra mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is they don't like talking, none of them lot, though. Like, they get
talking
weird
to you, probably, in general. They probably talk to each other.
You could have some cool guests there.
It's a bit clicky, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're in your own little
clique.
You've got to be wealth.
You've got to be, like, you lot are like...
Yeah, use a lot of money.
Champagne.
The conversations you lot have out there are, oh, what did you have for breakfast? Oh, I went to the champagne bar up the road. It's like the audience that listen to this would not really relate to the podcast that you talk about with your Andorran friends.
Fucking girl.
How much money have you saved on tax this year? Oh, loads, but I spent it all in the champagne bar.
I've saved over $1 million. Wasn't it worth coming out, Billy? Yes. Certainly was. I've got to ride that bloody 450 Husqvarna motorbike again tomorrow. You're still on them bikes? Yeah, for a couple more years. In all the millions, I can move abroad.
Fucking cool.
Then they've progressed onto property out there.
Yeah. What have you bought? A new trials bike? No, I've bought another mansion up the road. I've been looking at them as well.
Do you like Andorra?
Yeah, it's great. Fucking get away from you two. Anyway, there's half a chance Manny might be in England early part of next year.
I've never met Manny.
It's not a thing to do with me, but if what I got told happens, it's obviously nothing that exciting.
What about this enduro cross race?
Oh yeah. Well, he always manages to duck out of doing super enduro every year because he prefers skiing or doing other shit in winter. But I don't know. The last I heard, he was that getting out of it wasn't looking good this year, but I was actually on about something else, which isn't really that exciting. It just would mean he'd be near here, so we could have a...
Nation's predictions we've got here.
Oh, yep.
Who's that?
Johnny Walker.
Yep, Johnny Walker, lad.
He's another rich Andorran, isn't he? Probably wants to know something about property out there.
He's in Britain, and he should be here on a podcast.
Nation's predictions.
Yeah, someone's put Nation's predictions... Don't you think we should have had Max on a 250?
Max on a 250?
Not anymore.
Don't know about Max. I think the Nations team is the team they've picked is they all warrant their rides on the team. Josh has had a great year. Comrade's had a great year.
Who's on 250?
Josh. And then you've got Ben, who earned his ride this year as well by doing the GPs. Had some good results, so you couldn't overlook any of the riders that have been chosen. And I think that's the best team.
And who else would you pick? Obviously, other than you, but you haven't really had a year results wise to justify going. Who else would you put on anyway?
Max.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Matt. Okay, that.
No, not on a. No, that's ride what.
But he hasn't raced outdoors at all.
No, the team they picked is the team up until me. Racing that 250, and now people are going, okay, you could have raced a 250, but even so, Josh has beat me in the majority of outdoor races this year, and it's the best year he's ever had, so he completely deserves a ride. Do you know what I mean? So I think there's only one team to be chosen, and it's chose, so now hopefully they can go do well. And it's very hard to predict Nations results. You could have a team. Yeah, on paper, they're not the strongest team. Like, they're the strongest we could have chose, but it's not
America
really
still hasn't
a strong
picked their team.
What's that?
America still hasn't picked their team.
No, I don't know what's happening.
Surely it's got to be Deegan.
No, he's not coming. Doesn't want to go.
Really?
Danger said, don't want
Too
none
dangerous.
Of it. Too dangerous.
Too dangerous for danger.
Dangerous.
No,
nah, like
he's
first
not
comment.
Going. Justin Cooper's not going.
Getting married.
To be fair,
they still haven't picked it. Yesterday, I listened to Pulp MX this morning on the way to the track, and they still haven't picked it.
No.
As of yesterday.
But yeah,
might not even send any.
It is hard to. You can't really predict nations' results. You can predict that France will be good.
France, Australia.
Is France
Jeffrey
will
back?
Win.
Is Jeffrey back?
No.
Not reckon.
I don't think so.
It's still over a month until the race.
Maybe I don't. I'm not sure. Did I see they picked? No, they did pick nations the other day for thingy because Cade Wolf got chose for Netherlands.
Oh, he's my man.
He's back now, though.
He's my mate.
He's new Kex athlete.
Kex athlete. Full team is. You welcome, Ed.
Team's not sorted just yet, but I'm sure it will be.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know whether Herlin's a race there. I mean, it'd be hopefully he does. I think that'd be a good race. Generally, just to see like Fevre and Prado v Jet Lawrence. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it.
Are you going to it or not?
I've no idea. I haven't even thought about it.
Well, you loved that race last time.
I know.
Don't think it'll be the same vibe. Oh, no, Erne.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Erne in 15 was so good. I just feel like anything other than that's going to be a disappointment.
Well, you're a bit older now. And can't now we, you live can't in Andorra we just have that as your and you like champagne.
Huh?
Different. You're a different man.
Yeah, see... Better off going to Cannes or something for the weekend. You're watching it on a laptop.
Yeah. Watching it on a laptop at breakfast.
On a boat, on a yacht.
Yeah, we'll go Monaco and then watch it. I'll have to joke and by the way, if any people actually think that's...
We're not. No, but are you going? I've actually was just going to book in a coaching day on the Friday before of that weekend, but then I didn't know whether we should go or not.
I think we should go.
I don't know because...
What month is it?
Next month.
It's next month. Oh, what? The weekend 8th. Before Hispania.
12th.
8th. Oh, quite soon.
7th, 5th.
I go on holiday. It is still a way away. So you got this weekend, next weekend.
It was the 8th last weekend. And it's now Tuesday. So yeah, it's a month away.
Yeah, 15th to 17th this weekend.
Yeah, then there's a weekend off festival. After I get back from holiday. Then nations. So it's a long time. I can see why Americans don't want to do it. A long time after they're racing. But I just didn't know. Because it's in Erne, you're just all in, aren't you? Like, there's nothing around the track. You're just... I know it's right up Beale Street, but you're just there all weekend, like, in the mix, in the mud.
Yeah.
With pissed French people all weekend.
Chainsaws.
Yeah, you're just... You're there. It's not like...
Do you reckon Bullsworth Castles ever had a chainless chainsaw be swung around?
There was... At the VMX, they were not banned, but they were... There was curfews on when you couldn't
use
it.
If anyone gets a chainsaw into Arena Cross Festival and is giving it full whack,
we don't
personally
want that.
Give them a gift.
No, Bill. We're trying to keep a civilised motocross event that we can go back and people go, that was a nice do, or like that, not chainsaws and people smashing the place up. Yeah, that's the problem with nations that I feel. If it was, say, like when we went to Assen, you went back to a nice hotel...
The nights we actually had one booked, thank you.
The what?
The nights we actually had one, because you were left in charge of that and you did a fucking terrible job.
What? At Assen?
Yeah, you cocked up the hotel.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Every night, just about. We have a new room every night. You
cocked up first one.
Because yeah, first was
one, you booked the wrong one.
No,
completely.
Because he was trying to be a sponge and get Monster to pay for it. That's why it all went wrong.
No, it wasn't.
Sure it was.
No, Chamberlain, I was trying to get... He booked a hotel for me, didn't he? Then we didn't end up staying in his hotel. We stayed in another hotel. He then charged me still for the other hotel. And then... Oh, it's just a mess, the hotels. But that's... You could at least get away from the track. This one, I think, if you're in there, you're just there all weekend in France. There's nothing around it, is there? We went to Amsterdam before.
Are you doing...
A bit more to it.
The last round of...
World Championship.
Well, your race, is that... Germany...
Getzen.
Yeah, let's fuck Erzberg off and go Getzen. Not Erzberg. Let's
Nations.
Don't go Nations, we'll go to that race.
No, Nations is better than Getzen. I've done that.
Getzen was a good
crack. Getzen was good, he was going to win the championship.
I'm not going to win.
What are you fighting for now, fourth?
No, but the event
fuck
was
off,
pretty good.
Fuck off, I'm still second.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
P2 Billness, yeah?
Yeah, but the event was still quite good. It was good in the trees. And
I fucked the hotel up there and all.
Yeah.
And that train.
You did, yeah, you did.
That was bad. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We're walking up and down this train, weren't we?
Yeah,
people were just looking at us like real weird people sat in a
weird part of the world. That
it, is. It was. We was actually on a train on a railway looking for a hotel.
Yeah, well, that
it was our hotel, but we couldn't get in the rooms because it was too late. And then we had to drive in the middle of another town. Balls up, really. Aye. That race would be all right, but it was too far away from the airport.
It wasn't even that far.
Like 2.5 hours.
Fucking hell, like we haven't drove 2.5 hours for you. You drove me to school house the other week.
We fucking flew to America last year.
Yeah, that was
to watch
different,
you
though.
Fucking push your bike over the line 2 races in a row.
Yeah, true. That was good. No. That might have been my last.
I really hope they've got that sorted out for Conrad and fucking Josh this year.
Yeah, I hope they don't run out of fuel both races. Because if you had four riders run out, if you had
four riders
run out of fuel both races,
yeah, four punch scoring situations,
be no good.
Surely they're not going to make that mistake.
Their near won't be as
heavy
on a fuel.
I think they'll take a bigger tank.
And I suppose there's hills though.
They took a tank last year. If it's a mudder, it'll be interesting.
No, one we had the. Last year we had bigger tanks, but then you had bigger tanks, and for some reason we only took the one bigger tank.
Is Conrad definitely going to go?
Yeah,
because you got AX Fest next week, and you are in one still, don't you?
Yeah, but he's going. He's done it quite comfortably all year.
You still owe him one though. Just
yes, do owe him one. Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, I've not forgot. Close for racing in it, Arena Cross.
That'd be good though, wouldn't it? Someone over the berm into that moat thing around.
Someone's going in the moat. Someone's got to go in the moat.
No, what I'm more worried about is the whoops left. and your matrix on the left. I don't feel comfortable with. Like I won't be coming through the whoops towards the left hand side. I've already thought I'm going
go
to go round
the
berm,
way, wouldn't you? You'd go
double
outside
and then go that way. Yeah. Because if you got out of shape, you'd struggle to get in the matrix. But if you're heading that way. Towards the outside of the corner and got out of shape, you could easy go on that.
So you're going to go from left to right?
Yeah, that's my plan from now, unless it's something changes, but I don't want to hit the matrix. That'd be coming from a height into that and then hitting a bit of wood and then...
Yeah, because you'd be coming on this angle.
And then you just hit that wood and then you just go down. Bad things can happen there.
But over a berm into that water would be so good.
I've got a feeling someone's going in it.
Yeah, there'll be close racing. But
you could go into it on your own if you just missed the brakes.
True. No,
the berms aren't that close to the water.
No, but by the time you've like missed the brakes, rolled down the bank and then tried to stop, maybe not like fly into it, but you could definitely plod into it.
Things can happen quite quick in Arena Cross.
Be over the finish jump that right, wouldn't it? Before the rhythm.
No, they should put some... If they've got hay bales or tough blocks, they could do with like padding the matrix out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to put hay bales.
A few crash mats over it.
They put grass.
Go to a gymnastics center and
green
get
grass everywhere. Have you seen that? Turf.
Yeah, I did see that. Looks cool.
Verde turf. Mm. It actually looks real smart.
Mm.
I might be able to see if I can take some away with me because I've got a little area at home that I need turf in. Be good, wouldn't it? It's only like a small area.
Question for you here, Bill. Well, there's two questions here. I'll let you answer the first one, and I'll give them you both together. Billy, can we please have a signed shirt for a charity auction? And when's
Ryder? Right? I was supposed to send one this week for some... What's his name? Beam of a J?
No.
Okay.
There's two signed shirts you got to give away now.
And then when's Ryder Nutrition shipping to the USA?
Does ship to the USA. You just have to pay the taxes import. We can't be held responsible for how much you get charged. Same as Kex, same as My Merch, same as everything. But we do ship global with My Merch, Ride Nutrition, Kex. I don't know about his merch, but...
Yeah.
You've done well on your merch lately. You've had some...
Gibbets.
Hoodies and gibbets.
Biz World Restock. I didn't even intend to wear this again. This is just my... Good logo, this, to be honest.
I tell you what, Bill, your Christmas stuff looks good.
I was just thinking today about my Christmas stuff.
Have you not ordered it yet?
I was having a piss over there, and I thought... If I could go in there, I was thinking this sort of T-shirt, this sort of hoodie again with the... I quite like that logo. It's pretty neutral, but a nice little colour. But I was just thinking, what is the in colour? This sort of green was nice.
Cut-off date is October, mid-October.
Oh, so it's close, coming up.
I'm not...
Have you actually been designing your Christmas stuff?
I've been trying to, but however, who do you think I'm waiting for?
Ryan. Well, I owe Ryan 60 quid, so I'm paying me 60 quid.
60? What was that for?
He designed a logo for my VMXDN t-shirts.
And that was only 60 quid? My pricing needs to be adjusted.
Just 1 quid. I pretty much designed it for him.
I can do your merch for you this year, properly.
Oh, because you've got a designer coming on. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to work with him on my merch next week when he starts. Prick. Go into the office and me and him can just sit and just discuss merch ideas. That'd be nice. Does he design stuff as well?
Designs everything.
Dopey does. It's his job description. Designer.
Guess who got offered that job as well?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, he just obviously busy man. Busy doing our stuff. But yeah, Christmas merch. I'll get on that. That was a good little drop I done last year.
Still like fell on your feet again with your gibbets, didn't you? Did nothing to do with them.
Have you got any gibbets at home now for me or not?
I've got some bits for you.
Should have given them to me last night because I just bought new Crocs for holiday with it, and Alf's got some.
Give them to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And I need to also order some clothes for holiday. I've got a basket full at home. I need to code.
What code do you want?
Free one. Whatever's free.
Is it all your stuff or is it Kex stuff?
I got a little Kex man bag. I was going to put my sun creams in that when I go down the beach. In it. A little phone, little sun cream, a couple of maybe a book or something might read.
A book?
Yeah. Sometimes I just like to read a book on holiday when I'm just chilling.
Sipping on champagne?
No, I won't be drinking champagne now. It'd just be tap water. I'll just have to shit myself for the first couple of days to get through that stage of drinking tap water. And then the last 4 days would be a decent holiday. I'm not going to buy $10.
You've been ride there.
No, I was trying to do a training day, but the kiddie I was sorting it out with sort of had it all organised, and I thought I was going to make a bank, and then he ghosted me now, so I've no training day out there. It's a bit disappointing. It was almost going to pay for my holiday.
This is a good question from Adam Wilson, 16, who obviously doesn't watch the podcast. He just listens to it. What happens to all Billy's championship winning bikes? Do Husky take them back?
They try to, we'll have to fight them for it.
Well, they're all sat behind us.
Mm. They're probably just ones that Stan's built up out of passes, Adam.
No, they're all proper ones. All of them ones are fresh off the last winning round of the championship.
This one's the Getson one.
Getson, Super Enduro this year. No, Super Enduro last year. Super Enduro this year is still in at the workshop. Super Enduro the year before. Like that one got split up, and Stan was like searching through bins and stuff and managed to get about all them parts just about back.
There's a white framed one somewhere as well.
It's up at home.
Yeah.
How many world championships you won now? Five. Good going, that. How many's Manny won? Three. Two.
19 and 22.
What have you done? Two Wes's.
One Wes, one hard enduro, three super enduro.
Yeah, so like you've done two outdoors, three indoors.
Two outdoors, three indoors. Wes was good, actually. I was thinking, we were talking about it the other day with someone, Wes was actually sick. At the time, everyone was like, it's not really working, but looking back, I actually think the events it went to and like, I know, it felt like a big thing, them races. Our championship at the minute feels a bit meh.
Yeah, I do agree in a way that it brought a lot more
because each race was so together. Big.
Well, yeah, and you could have someone like Nathan win a race. Like,
for some reason at the time, I don't think it got the credit it deserved. And each event was so big. And like, I don't know, there just seemed to be good
No,
hype.
I agree, because also everyone had a round or two like, that okay. They could have been like 20th place. So then it was like, okay, he's good he's good there. But then, okay, I can make a lot of points on him back there. And it was like,
about like what you could salvage at your non-strong
good race, yeah. Whereas now, you can pretty much go, well, he's going to be one, two, and three between the pair of them. Mm. Like, you go to the round, not being funny, there's four of you that can get on the podium.
Manny were literally on about it in the high car in America. Like, it was actually pretty sick.
Well, he didn't ever win a Wes, no?
Yeah, the second year. Cause I
he won
a Wes.
Oh, yeah, wow.
He won 2019. I won 18 the first year. He won 19.
I think that's...
I did miss... I was going to say I didn't miss any rounds, but I did because I didn't miss any initially. And then when I had the final surgery, which was on the nerve, I missed the last two rounds, I think.
I wasn't as into it then, but I can see that.
It was cool. Sick. Beach race was cool too. Red Bull knockout.
You could have like Red Bull. You could have like Western as a round of Wes. Yeah. Quite happily, and that'd bring so much to like Western as well. Be sick.
No, I'm going to Western, if I haven't mentioned yet. Very much looking forward to it. 22nd, 23rd of September. It's earlier this year, so hopefully the weather is a little bit better, although judging of conditions I've rode in today, it's probably not going to be the case.
Was your bike good?
I didn't ride my proper bike today.
Ah.
I just rode that old nail I was on at Ashby the month. Still got a missing spoke from that day. Various other injuries. But now hopefully my bike, I'm going to ride my proper one tomorrow.
That's why you're going back up there?
No, I'm not allowed to go there tomorrow. The track's too fucked.
How much would...
Is it? What, in what way? Just where?
What? So it's going to take too much to fix it, to use again.
What? How many of you were up there today?
A couple.
What, and it's wrecked the track? Seems odd, doesn't it? When, if it's that wrecked, what's it matter if it's a bit more
well,
wrecked?
That's what I thought, but yeah.
How much would it take Gareth to pay you to cancel your holiday to turn up to Weston?
700 quid.
Why'd you book a holiday the same weekend as Weston?
I don't really want to race Weston.
Would you race Weston if it didn't have the start?
No, I've always been worried the last few years about my shoulder with Weston getting stuck and lifting it out of the ruts.
You don't.
Maybe I overthink things. I'd probably be absolutely fine.
Get stuck.
Well, it's just
sometimes you do go into them.
That's
and
what
you
I mean. And
choice.
Then someone's in front of you stuck, and then you have to like lift the bike. And that's that one movement of that's the one I always struggle with. But I've always been a bit scared of it, to be honest, of the start straight.
It would be worth it, you going for a vlog, I think.
I will race it.
I wasn't a vlogger last time I went. That's how long ago it was. Well, last time I went and raced. I was last year. I opened the gate.
No, Weston, you started.
I
mean, we made a vlog.
Your first ever vlog was an iPhone vlog from Weston. And then you had a 3-year sabbatical.
We used an iPhone with a DJI gimbal, though.
Did you?
How many views has that got?
It's creeped up now. I think it's on like 60,000 or something. It was on like 10 forever.
You're nearly 100k subscribers, aren't
you? Yeah, getting there.
Are you going to get a little award, won't you?
A little plaque?
That'll go in the old house, probably above the hot tub or somewhere.
I don't have a hot tub. Actually, don't have space
for
it.
It might be overlooking the old Pyrenees mountains.
You've got a good view, though, but no hot tub.
Should I hope so for a couple of million?
Do you like being an adult, Bill? Has it been good buying a house and pots and pans and all of that?
Yeah, it's fucking... It's a big job moving.
Well, you're sort of moving from seven different things.
I'm not, because I've only actually moved from the one tiny apartment which I was staying in, which don't know how much space. I'm now in a house that's three times the size and it's already full.
Yeah, but you've got like six vans that you've got shit in other people's houses.
I haven't even started in it. The amount of dirty washing... that is in the barn at your house is ridiculous.
Surely that's not going to come clean. Like the stench of being there.
Yeah, get the jet wash on it in a bit.
the amount of stuff I just have in general is just outrageous. 74,000 views. Billy Boat Western Beach Race vlog 3 years ago.
It's good. It's massive.
Very nice.
Oh, no, it wasn't the first one. The first one was an iPhone vlog from Poland Super Enduro.
Got a couple more questions for you. When is Mel the People's Champ coming on? I keep telling him to come up, but
yeah, we would like Mel to come on. Mel's got a lot of stories from he raced GPs for a long time, and then he obviously went missing. But he's got a lot of funny stories from racing. He'd be a brilliant guest on this. So hopefully, Mel will come up.
Deep dive into beef on track dramas.
Yeah, he's had it with everyone.
Dramas.
He's had a lot of.
If you Google his name,
he hasn't really had beef because it's sort of he goes unnoticed, but he has a lot of incidents. There's no like long term beef with riders. It's just like a big altercation.
He had a big altercation with Dylan Ferrandis and ended up getting pulled into the steward's office.
Yeah, he's had an altercation with high profile riders. I think he like pushed loads of them. He's had a lot of altercations, but he's just got generally good stories. Raced GPs for a long time, probably 10 years. Cut his thumb off.
Yeah,
that was a good story. Now we'll get him up here, but he's now...
Let's get him on a train at the minute because he can't drive.
No, he can drive, but next couple of months he'll come up.
All right, sound. Anything else to report? Or
not many questions this week.
No, well, we've been so shit and slacking at podcasts. There's a load of questions about Kex, but I always feel like I'm just droning on about
people them. Don't realise that we still do this where we haven't done it for months because used to are fucking useless.
I'm going to quick fire these. Kex shorts, yes, come in. Kex girls, release date, not sure. 30, 40 days-ish, roughly.
When?
40 days. It's on the water now.
I thought you said 13, 14th of this month.
No, it's on the water. Jobs at Kex, none at the minute.
What best film and ending.
Yeah. Wrap right, her up.
Well, great to be back. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Ed.
AXFest this weekend, then.
No, we'll do a post-AXFest pod.
Oh, we're actually at AXFest on Saturday. And if you're a VIP...
You can meet with...
You've paid... I think there's a question and answer thing. You can ask...
Yeah, meet Ed.
I'll be first. Ed's first live.
Yeah, I'm a bit scared about live because I'm good at hiding behind an edit. Live, I'm a bit like... Ooh.
Ed's large.
You'll be all right. I think you might get a bit nervous when people ask you questions, actually.
Well, no, they're going to only ask me questions about you two, which...
Nah, I don't know. It's
going to come changes. In right at your track.
No, don't ask that one. Sorry, not insured.
All right, then.
See you at AXFest on the 15th to the 17th.
See you later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.